the yoke shall be destroyed. That means it's not fit for the devil's use anymore. Yes.
On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth shows that believers receive the same anointing that was upon Jesus and the apostles to bless the people. Learn how you also can release the anointing to set people free from all the curse.
Let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you love the Word of God? Oh, I tell you, I do love it. Verse 16. Let's go back up to verse 14. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That's from being in the wilderness, being tempted of the devil. Into Galilee. There went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. Then he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, the custom where he taught in their synagogues, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue there in Nazareth on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place. Now, you and I know it is the 61st chapter of Isaiah, where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Now, when did the Spirit of the Lord come on him? Now, he was just as much the Son of God when he was 28 years old as he was when he was 30. Amen? The Son of God. The Spirit of God was within him, but he never did one miracle. Not one. Until he was baptized in water and baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the anointing, see, there is the anointing within. Now, that happened when you got born again. The Spirit of God within. He came within. Man, whoa, glory to God. You got born again, and the Spirit of God came. You're born of the Spirit. He's there. But then when you were baptized with the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God came upon you. Now that is the entrance into the supernatural for ministry. Well, Brother Copeland, I'm not a minister. Yes, you are too. If you're born again, you are. Yeah, you may not be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. May not even be called into the ministry of health, but you're a witness. You're called to preach. You're called to witness. And if you're not doing it, you're missing your calling. You need to be witnessing to somebody all the time, everywhere you go. Well, but I just don't have a chance. Really? Are you that closed in? You never see anybody? Yeah, but you never stop at a... You never buy fuel for your car. You never go into a 7-Eleven. You never go into a Quick Stop. You know. Well, yeah, but, well, now don't start the yeah, but. Just walk in there and say, isn't Jesus wonderful?
Amen.
How dare you? I double dog dare. I double dog Texas dare. You'll be shocked at the results you get. And just opportunity after opportunity, but you have to be looking for them. You're a witness. You're anointed to be a witness. Amen. Lay your hands on people. Oh, yeah. I walked into the... I walked into a hospital early one morning. And as I walked in there, there was this area was where people that were coming in were going to have surgery and so forth. And they checked in, and you're checking in with the different ones. And I saw this woman. She was in a wheelchair, and there was an oxygen thing hanging on the edge of the wheelchair, and someone was there, younger person there with her. And the Lord said, go lay hands on her. I said, okay. So I went over there, and I said, when I was walking by, I said, I heard the Lord say to come over and lay hands on you. Would that be all right with you? Oh, yeah. And the younger woman, which I suppose it was her daughter, that was there with her said, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the woman that was checking them in, when I laid hands on them, she bowed her head, she started praying, and the woman in the booth over next to her came over, and she's praying. And all of us praying. We had a nice time. And as the woman who said, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Brother Copeland. You know me. Oh, yeah. She said, you know what I did this morning? Said the Lord told me to go over and lay hands on us so-and-so over there. And she said, I just got my return. Thank you very much. Now, the reason I want to point that out to you is because, see, you don't know what's been going on. To walk over there, do that. You just do what the Lord instructs you to do. And you say, may I pray for you? And they say, no, I don't want hand laid on me. I don't want nobody praying for me. Okay. Bless you. Now I got my assignment for the next several weeks. Huh? See, that's a response. Yes. I don't know why God sent me over there to get that kind of response. Because he needs that person prayed for. You don't know but what they're born again and filled with the Holy Ghost and so mad at somebody that don't want nobody. Don't be touching me. I don't want nobody praying for me. I've been that ornery. I know the Bible says that. Don't you look at me in that tone of voice, you sanctimonious thing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, glory to God. Where in the world am I? I don't know how God will. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. Now, religious people don't have a clue that Jesus preached. They thought he just come into town, just healed everybody and left. He's a preacher. The first and foremost thing in any ministry is to produce faith. Because if you're not producing faith, people can't receive. So how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the reason teaching is so important. Jesus did more teaching than he did anything else. Amen. So faith cometh every time. It comes every time the word is taught and preached under the anointing and you have ears to hear. When you have ears to hear. Didn't Jesus say that? He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. So, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He hath sent me to preach deliverance to the captives. And he hath sent me to preach recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is the great jubilee, supernatural debt cancellation. He preached that. And he preached it everywhere he went. Amen. And I'll show that to you. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Now, this is when Peter went to Cornelius' house. I want you to notice that Cornelius had an angel come to him and said, send for a man named Peter who will come tell you words. Why didn't the angel just tell him? They're not anointed to preach. That's men's job. Amen. Now, I sense that helped somebody. He said, but see, it was words. He didn't say, send for Peter, he'll do miracles and they'll believe. No, no. He said, he'll tell you words. You send for him and he will tell you words. Peter opened his mouth, verse 34, and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Now notice this 36th verse. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. It started the moment Jesus got baptized in water and in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. And he preached it everywhere he went. He preached it throughout all Judea. Peter, what did he preach? He preached how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He preached that message on the anointing. Amen. Everywhere. Now, the scripture said that, for instance, that Philip preached Christ. Remember that? Went down to Samaria and there he preached Christ. Christ, as most of you know, probably all of you know, is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah. Messiah. Well, what does Messiah mean? Anointed. And you don't lose anything in the translation. The word Christ is anointed. It's not a holy word. It just means to pour over, to smear, or rub into. My mother used to anoint me with Vicks Salve. And that wasn't so bad. You know, she'd smear that all over my chest. And then she'd take a little dab of it and stick it up my nose. That stuff is nasty. But I was anointed. I wasn't anointed to preach. I was just anointed not to have a bad cold anymore. But that's what the word literally means. It means to pour. To anoint with oil would be to what? To pour with oil. But then when it comes to being anointed of God, it literally means that the Spirit of God, God Himself, has come on you, baptized you, immersed you. Whoa. Huh? To do what? To minister to people. See, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Holy Ghost manifestations for ministry. That's not just for the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. That's the body of Christ.
Yes. Yes.
That you have an anointing. We are the body of translated.
Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen. All right, go to the book of Isaiah with me, please. Amen. Chapter 10. Verse 27, it shall come to pass in that day. Make a note of that. It'll come to pass in that day that the devil's burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed It doesn't say broken. It says destroyed. It literally means to corrode or corrupt, destroyed. Think about how rust will destroy iron. It'll destroy it. It'll destroy steel. It'll destroy the body of a car. The best illustration of that that I know of, when they moved the Queen Mary into dock in Long Beach to make a hotel out of it. Remember that? Years ago. And I preached a week-long convention there, the Full Gospel Baptist Men's Fellowship. We stayed in that hotel, John Kelly, just little old kids, and it was a good time. When they, you know, those smokestacks, they were so careful when they took those things loose to not damage them. They lifted the first one up and set it down over on the dock. It just disintegrated. That thing had been painted so many times. You know, vessel at sea. Well, you've got to keep painting all the time because of rust. They had painted it so many times, but the steel was gone. Nothing was left but the paint. It looked good, but that thing was destroyed. And the moment they disturbed it, it just disintegrated. That is a smokestack that you can't use anymore. Come on. The yoke shall be destroyed. That means it's not fit for the devil's use anymore.
Yes.
That yoke of bondage is gone.
Yes.
By the anointing.
Yes, Lord.
By the anointing.
Yes.
Now, I know the Spanish translation says, because of the fat. Well, it's talking about the anointing oil.
Amen.
Amen. So, see, it's actually the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll tell you, that makes you just want to run around the room. When you begin to realize, that's on the inside of me. That anointing is in me. It's in me right now. All you had to do is stir it up. It's there because He's there. Amen. How do you stir up that anointing? Oh, God, stir me up. There's nowhere in the Bible it says, oh, God, stir me up. It says, stir yourself up. How do you stir yourself up? You stir yourself up by praying in tongues. You stir yourself up in the Word of God. You stir yourself up. Get in the healing scriptures. That'll stir you up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You get in those healing scriptures and start reading those out loud and putting your name in there. Jesus bore Kenneth's griefs and sickness and sorrows and pain. He bore Kenneth's sin in his own body on the tree. That's my sin, glory to God. That's mine. That's my healing. It belongs to me. And the healing is on the inside of me right now. The healer is on the inside of me right now. He is in there right now. He doesn't have to come from somewhere else. The seed.
Yes.
We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Your healing is in that seed, and that seed gave birth to you. Glory to God. The healer is in you right now.
Amen. You know, we've committed to pray for our partners, and it's through our partners that we reach others. So we can have only so much reach through the people we directly touch, but it's through our partners we can touch so many more people. And so I think it's important that we continue to pray for them, that they are strong, that they are encouraged, that they have revelation and they apply that and they step into the fullness of their callings and their ministries and be an extension of how far we can reach by reaching into places that we might never be able to reach into. One of the challenges we have, we're still bound to space and time today, so we can only be at one place at one time, Brother Copeland especially, and the demand is becoming increasing on him to do it, to be at more places and to do personal meetings at more places. But with partners at different places, they can take this message and they can teach others. We've got people all over the world that take this message and they are reaching places where we can never reach. So there are great opportunities out there. There are great testimonies. There are just great things happening all around the world. And it's just a joy to be part of all of that and to know that I'm maybe a little connecting piece in the whole chain of events that's happening so that they're able to bring the gospel to people in their nation, in their language, and stay connected with where we are.
Request your free copy of Receive Your Inheritance at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You'll receive four messages on MP3 disc or by digital download. There's an anointing to receive your inheritance. Jesus has provided everything you'd ever need, healing, peace, and prosperity. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply outside the United States. Contact your regional office for more information.
You know, everywhere Jesus went, he preached that it was the acceptable year of the Lord. And when people heard that, they knew it included supernatural debt cancellation. They knew it included restoration of their lives and wholeness. And because of Jesus and what he's done, it's still right now the acceptable year of the Lord. And you can still receive forgiveness of your sins. You can still receive restoration in every area of your life, but you must be born again. You have to receive what Jesus has done for you. That's the only way. And if you're not born again, then just simply do this right now. Say this out loud after me. Believe this in your heart and say it out loud. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of all my sin and I receive your cleansing, your washing, and your forgiveness. Jesus, I believe in my heart that you rose from the dead. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. Take my life, Lord Jesus, and do something with it. And fill me, I pray, with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's a simple prayer, but the Bible says if you prayed it, if you believed it and you said it, you are saved. You're born again. And we rejoice with you. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift they'd like to give to you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. Along with that is two brochures that are going to help you study your Bible. If you want this, we want to give it to you. Just go to kcm.org. Let us know you prayed with us today. You're born again. We'll send this out to you. God loves you so much. We love you so much. And Jesus is Lord.
Begin your new life in Christ Jesus and live in the goodness God has for you. Request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org/salvation. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Look to Jesus and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire this year.